We're going to look this morning to Psalm chapter number 65. Psalm chapter 65. And I want to speak to you on this thought this morning, the only hope to the ends of the earth. The only hope to the ends of the earth. Our church desires to share and to spread and to send the gospel of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. Because we know that the only hope for the people of this world is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only hope for the people of the Fiji Islands is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, religion is vain. Religion leaves people empty. Religion leaves people hopeless. But the Lord Jesus Christ brings real hope. And why do we want to send the gospel to Fiji? And why do we want to send the gospel to Uruguay? And why do we want to take the gospel to the people of Tuktoyaktuk, Northwest Territories? Why do we want to send the gospel to Japan? Why do we want to take the gospel to Kenya? Why do we want to send the gospel to the ends of the earth? It's because people need the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only hope. Look at Psalm chapter 65 and verse number 5. It says this, by terrible things. Now, the word terrible in the older English, it meant really basically meant awesome. Awesome. By terrible things. Sometimes God is called the terrible God. What it means is awesome. If you're reading your Old Testament, you see that? He's not a terrible God. He's an awesome God, okay? It says, by terrible things. In other words, by awesome things, in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. By awesome things, by terrible things, in righteousness, thou wilt answer us, O Lord God of our salvation, who art the confidence, in other words, the hope. You're the confidence. You are the hope of the ends of the earth. You are the hope of all the people. Afar off, across the sea, no matter where they are, to the ends of the earth, you are the hope, God. You are the only hope that people have. The God of heaven, the God of our salvation, the God who sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world to die on the cross for our sins. He is the only hope that this world has. He is the only one that can bring true peace. He's the only one that can bring joy to a person's heart. He's the only one that can truly forgive us of all our sins. He's the only one that can guarantee us eternal life and a home in heaven. Since verse 5 tells us that Jehovah God is the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are upon the sea, since we know that our God is the only hope to the ends of the earth, that's why we come to Him with our prayers. That's why we want to take Him. That's why we want to send Him. Let's have a word of prayer together. Heavenly Father, I ask You to wake our hearts this morning, wake our spirits, wake our bodies. If we're tired, Lord, if we lost some sleep last night, help us to poke ourselves and pinch ourselves and discipline ourselves to be awake and alert. Lord God, I pray that You'd help us to give a great spiritual attentiveness to the Scriptures this morning. Lord, we don't want to miss it. We don't want to just have come and sat here and miss the preaching and miss the Word of God and then eat and have some cake and sing happy birthday. We Lord, want to get something this morning, and help us to be attentive spiritually and attentive with all of our heart and mind so that we receive, Lord, what You want to speak to us about today. Help us, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jehovah God is the confidence of all the ends of the earth. He is the only hope. That's why we can come to Him with our prayers. Look what it said in Psalm 65 and verses 1 and 2. Psalm chapter 65 and verses 1 and 2. The Bible said there, make a joyful... in the wrong chapter. Chapter 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion. And unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall what? All flesh come. He's the confidence. He's the only hope. He's the only hope to the ends of the earth. And that's the reason why we can come to Him with our prayers. That's the reason why all flesh can come to Him. That's the reason why we all can come to God with our prayer requests and with our needs. We come to Him with our prayers because He's the only one that can answer prayer. We come to Him with our requests and with our petitions because He's the only one that hears prayer and answers prayer. We come to Him. He's the only hope. We praise Jehovah God. Do you know why we praise Him? We praise Him because He's the only God. There's only one God and one God alone. Psalm chapter 96, a few pages away. Psalm chapter 96 And look there at verses 4 and 5. Psalm chapter 96 in verses 4 and 5, the Bible says, "For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens." Hey, why should all flesh come to this Jehovah God? Why should we praise this Jehovah God? Because He is the only God. He's the one God. He's the true God in all this world. All the gods of this world, all the idols made by man are simply things made by man. But there's a God who made man, isn't there? A God who made the heavens and the earth and made man and woman and so on. We praise Jehovah God because there's only one God and one alone. We come to Him with our prayers because He is our only hope and the one that can answer prayers. We pay our vows. We bring our tithes and offerings. We live each day of our lives for Jehovah God. Why? Because He is the only true God. Jeremiah 10, verses 6 and 10 says this, "There is none like unto Thee, O Lord. Thou art great, and Thy name is great. The Lord is the true God. He is the living God." Again, we pray to Jehovah God because He's the one and only living God who can hear and answer our prayers. You know, you could set up a little idol, you could set up a little statue and pray to that in your home, but that will never hear. That will never answer. Because of the kind of the culture and so on of the town that we live in, there's many times where I'll see, you know, people with their little statue of Buddha out on their porch or different things. And, you know, sometimes you see people that they've gone and they've taken out, some plates of food. And I've seen bowls of cereal sitting there that they're offering unto Buddha and so on. How sad it is and how deceived they are and how lost they are and how hopeless they are. Because people try to offer sacrifices and people go to Hindu temples and they offer incense and they pray to their big gods, their big idols that man has made. They do these things, but listen, those gods, those idols, those statues, they never hear their prayers. They never answer their prayers. We can come to Jehovah God with our prayers and our petitions and our requests and our needs. And we can come to Him even with our problems and burdens like we talked about. And we can come to Him and we know that He cares. We know that He is the true and living God who hears us when we pray. We know that God is a righteous God and that He will hear us and that He will answer us when we pray. Psalm 65 and verse 2 said, "O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come." Verse 5. "By terrible things and righteousness, wilt thou answer us?" We know that you'll answer us, God. We know that we can come to you with our prayers. And we know that you're going to answer us. Why? Because you're our confidence. You're our hope. You're our only hope. Over in the New Testament, in the book of 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter 5 and verses 14 and 15. 1 John chapter 5 verses 14 and 15. Over the very end of your Bible. It says, "And this is the confidence." Again, there's a confidence we have in our God. There's a hope that we have in our God. A hope is not just a maybe thing. That's a sure confidence. There's a confidence. There's a hope that we have. This is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. We know that God in righteousness will answer our prayers. We know that He hears our prayers. We come to God with our prayers. We come to God with our praise. We come to Him with our vows and so on. We come to the God of heaven confessing our sins. Do you know why? It's because we know that He's a God of mercy. We know that He is a God who will forgive our sins. Psalm chapter 65 and verse number 3 said this, "Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, Thou shalt purge them away." Thou shalt purge them away. Thou shalt take them away. You can take them away through your mercy and your forgiveness. Psalm chapter 86. Psalm chapter 86 and verse number 5 says this, "For Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon Thee." You know why we come to Jehovah God confessing our sins and so on? Because we know He's a God of mercy. We know that Jehovah God, the God of the Bible, He's a God who will pardon. He is a God who will forgive. You know, some people have a God that's very, very just a God of wrath. And they just live in fear. We live in fear and tremble in reverence and respect for our God. Yes, He's a holy God, but we know He's a God who will pardon. We know He's a God who will forgive our sins. We know He's a God who's long-suffering and a God, Eric, who will show mercy to us. Isaiah chapter 55 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." You know, the world needs to know about this God who will forgive sinners. You know, there's some people in this world that they don't know God like that. They don't know the God of the Bible. They don't know that their Creator, their God, their Maker loves them so much that He is willing to extend mercy, and He is willing to pardon, and He is willing to forgive people of their sins if they will come to Him. If they will come to Him in humility, if they will come to Him in faith and accept Christ as their personal Savior. Listen, the world needs to know about that God. He is their only hope. We have our confidence, we have our trust, we have our hope in Jehovah God, who by His power created the universe and everything in it. That's my God. That's my God. I have a God who created this universe. I have a God who made everything in this universe. He made BJ. He made Eric. He made you. He made the trees outside today. He made the rain. He made the winds. He made the oceans. He made the flowers. He made the trees and the plants. And He made all the animals. There's a God who made this world. A mighty God. A powerful God. In Psalm chapter 65, Psalm 65 and verses 5 and 6, it says this, "By terrible things and righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are far off upon the sea, which by His strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power." He put the mountains in place. He made the land and the water. He made the mountains. In the Dominican, they have some you know, nice mountains that maybe go to 3,000 feet or so. Those are beautiful. He made the Rockies. And we got to go out west. We got to see the Rockies partially in daylight, partially at night. But those things are massive, right? God set those there. How big is God? How powerful is God, right? He set the mountains there. He set the Rocky Mountains in their place. He made them. What a mighty God, what an awesome God, what a powerful God is Jehovah God, the God of the Bible. 1 Chronicles 16 says, "For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens." Nehemiah 9:6 says, "Thou, even Thou, art Lord alone, who hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all the things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and Thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth Thee." Psalm chapter 33 and verse 6 says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth." You know, that fits just with the book of Genesis, doesn't it? "And God said, and it was so." God spoke. God spoke His word, and everything was created. Everything was made by Jehovah God. That's my God. That's my God. Turn with me over to Jeremiah, if you would. The book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. Listen, this God of the Bible, this God who you can pray to, this God who we have our hope in, this God who I hope you've come to and you've gotten your sins forgiven and you've been born again. Listen, that God who saves, that God who hears and answers prayer, He's the only hope of this world. He's the only hope. Look what the Bible says in Jeremiah 10. Jeremiah 10 and verse 10. Jeremiah 10 verses 10 through 14. It says, "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At His wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide His indignation. Thus shall ye say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth." The false gods, the idols and so on. Verse 12, He hath made the earth by His power. He hath established the world by His wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by His discretion. When He uttereth His voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of His treasures. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. Listen, there's man that has their gods. There's man that has their idols. There's man that talks to these idols, but they never answer. They have eyes that cannot see. They have ears that cannot hear. We have a true God. We know the living God. If you're here this morning, and I hope you know Him as your personal Savior. I hope you know God's Son, Jesus Christ, in your life. I hope you know the God of the Bible. There's no other God like Him. He's the true God. He's the living God. Many in this world make their own gods, their own statues and idols that they pray to and worship to and offer incense to. But one day those will all be gone. They'll all be destroyed by God. There is only one hope to the ends of the earth. And that is who our confidence and hope and our trust is in. There is only one hope to the ends of the earth. And that is why we want to make known the God of the Bible to the ends of the earth. That's why we want to make known, hey, the God of this book, Jehovah God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Brian, and Eric, hey, our God. We want to make our God known to the ends of the earth. Because He's the only hope. He's the only hope. We trust God. We trust Him. Psalm 65, I'm going to read one verse there. And we'll also look at Mark chapter 4 if you want to look there. In Psalm 65 and verse number 7, the Bible says here about our God, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of the waves and the tumult of the people. He calms storms. He controls the winds and the waves, doesn't He? We know He controls the storms. He can still at the noise of the seas. He can still the noise of the waves. He can calm the storms and the tumult of the people, notice the Bible said. Over in Mark chapter 4, a familiar story to several of you, but look what the Bible says in Mark 4 and verse 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him and saith unto Him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. Peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and sea obey Him? Listen, our God is the God who controls everything. He controls the storms. And He can calm the storms. He can send a storm and calm the storm. You know what else He can do? He can calm us in the midst of storms. He can bring calm in our hearts. When we go through tumults, when we go through storms, when we go through trials, when we go through difficulties. He's a God who can choose to calm the storm. He's a God who can calm the waves. Or He's a God who can go in the boat with us and go through a storm. Hey, there's a song that kids sometimes have learned in Sunday school. With Christ in my vessel, I can smile at the storm. Smile at the storm. Hey, Christ can calm us in the midst of storms as well. There's no other God like that. Hey, the God of the Bible, Jehovah God, is a God who can calm our hearts and calm our minds through stormy waters and trials in our lives. Hey, why is it that we share our testimony? Why is it that we're having this faithfulness rally? Why is it that we're going to go out on Thursday nights and try to share the gospel? Why do some people go out on Saturdays to share the gospel? Why do people go out for ministry involvement Sundays to try to tell people about Jesus Christ or knock on doors or invite people to church or to be a witness for Christ? Listen. Why do we share our testimony? Why do we tell others about God's grace and mercy in our own lives? We share the good news. We share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not afraid to speak up and praise God for His goodness in our lives. We witness to our neighbors and to our co-workers. Why do we do that? So that the only hope of the world, so that the Lord Jesus Christ would be known upon earth, so that we can spread His name to the ends of the earth, so that people in every nation can hear and know about the salvation that God is offering to them. Why do we pray and give and go? Why plant churches? Why go soul-winning? Why try to reach our community with the gospel? Why do we send out missionaries around the world? We support missionaries with our financial giving. We pray that God would use our children to do His great work in this world. Why? So that Jehovah God might be known upon earth. so that all the nations and all the tribes and all the people might know about our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and our wonderful God, Jehovah God, the one who can bring hope and peace and joy into a person's life. Why do we hold a missions emphasis month like this? Why do we invite missionaries to come? Brother Leonard, you never contacted me for a meeting, did you? I contacted him. Pastor, you're nuts! I contacted him. Why? Because we want to send out missionaries. We want to get the gospel out to the ends of the earth. Why do we invite missionaries to come? Why do we look for men and ladies that we can partner with and help them in their mission? Why do we pray for laborers? Why do we encourage grace giving? Why do we sacrifice? Why do we give by faith? Why do we stretch our faith? Why do we always seek to do more and more for the cause of Christ to reach this world with the gospel? Why do we try to maybe help build some children's homes or help build a church building or help support missionaries and so on? Why do all this? Because we believe that the only hope to the ends of the earth is our God. Our God. Our only hope, the only hope to the ends of the earth is the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, we have that hope. I hope you do. You have that hope, hopefully. Most of you in this room, I'm sure, have that hope within you. You have that confidence in yourself. You know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you know that heaven's your home. You know that because of your faith in Christ, you are saved, you are forgiven, you're on your way to heaven. Your life is different. We know that Jehovah God is real. We know He's alive. We know that He hears our prayers. We know that He loves us. We know that He forgives sinners. We know the joy and peace that only the Lord can give. And we want all people. Listen. We want all people to the ends of the earth to fear God and to love God and to know God like we know Him. Look what the Bible says there again in Psalm 65. We're going to read it. We're going to pray. Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for Thee, O God, in Zion, and unto Thee shall the vow be performed. O Thou that hearest prayer, unto Thee shall all flesh come. What about on those islands of Fiji? Unto Thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, Thou shalt purge them also. Blessed is the man whom Thou choosest and causest to approach unto Thee, that he may dwell in Thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of Thy house, even of Thy holy temple. By terrible things, in other words, by awesome things, in righteousness wilt Thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by His strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, and the noise of the waves, and the tumult of the people. Do you know who the only hope is? It's our God. The only hope is Jehovah God. The only hope is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we have that hope within us, we have that confidence within us, we need to understand that God wants to use us to also help take Christ and take the message of God, take the truth of God, send the Word of God, and get the gospel out. Send out people who will teach people about the true God and the living God, that they could forsake their idols and forsake their false gods and turn to the true God, the living God, the one who will hear them when they pray. The only hope to the ends of the earth. We know. It's not even really a what, it's a who. We know who the only hope is. We know. Some people are placing their hope in things that are not real. But we know who the only hope is. And we want to take that hope, send that hope to the ends of the earth.